southern Gaza Strip Saturday and ordered more neighborhoods designated for evacuation, even as the United States urges it to do more to protect civilians. Gaza's health ministry reports more than 200 Palestinians have been killed since the fighting resumed Friday following a week-long truce with the territory's ruling Hamas group. Separately, the ministry announced the overall death toll in Gaza since the October 7th start of the Israel-Hamas war surpassed 15,200, a sharp jump from the previous count of more than 13,300. Meanwhile, at a news briefing in Tel Aviv Saturday, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's senior advisor Mark Regev said Israel is making maximum effort to safeguard civilians in Gaza.
And that's why our efforts have been so extensive, from leafleting to phone calls, to broadcasts on radio and television. And today, as you know, we have further been urging civilians in areas where we know there will be heavy combat to leave those areas.
Regev also said Israel is considering the possibility of a future security buffer zone to stop Palestinians in the Gaza Strip from having direct access to the border with Israel to prevent future attacks. A powerful earthquake with a preliminary magnitude of 7.6 is struck off the coast of the southern Philippines island of Mindanao, and a tsunami warning was issued. Based on the magnitude and location, the Pacific Tsunami Warning Center said it expected tsunami waves to hit the southern Philippines and parts of Indonesia, Palau, and Malaysia late Saturday. That tsunami warning was later lifted. Torrential rain has triggered flash floods and a landslide in Indonesia's Sumatra Island. Officials say at least 12 people are missing Saturday after tons of mud, rock, and trees rolled down from a mountain late Friday. This is VOA News. Russian police have raided gay bars in Moscow after the country's Supreme Court labeled the LGBTQ plus movement an extremist organization. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
48 hours after Russia's Supreme Court banned what it called the global LGBTQ plus movement as an extremist organization, Russian forces raided gay clubs and bars throughout the capital. According to local media, police searched venues that included a nightclub, a male sauna, and a bar that hosted LGBTQ plus parties under the pretext of a drug raid. Eyewitnesses told journalists that clubgoers' documents were checked and photographed by the security services. They also said that managers had been able to warn patrons before police arrived. I'm Karen Chamas.
Saturday at the 28th Annual UN Climate Conference of the Parties, or COP28, in Dubai, the president of the conference, Sultan Al-Jaber, announced 50 oil companies, representing nearly half of all global production, pledged to reach near-zero methane emissions and end routine flaring in their operations by 2030. The companies also signed up to reach net zero for their operational emissions of methane by 2050. That should be good news for climate activists. Climate Analytics CEO Bill Hare told the Associated Press if the companies deliver on their pledges, it would be a significant but not fundamental contribution to meeting the 1.5-degree limit to global temperature rise called for in the 2015 Paris Climate Agreement. But Hare said what they'll likely see, methane producers increasing their production of fossil fuels.
The big risk with this announcement on the pledges on methane from fossil fuel production is that it becomes a smokescreen for continuing to produce fossil fuel. So a lot of the producers that are signing on to the oil and gas pledge are actually planning or actually doing increased production of oil and gas and in some cases coal.
Police in Las Vegas are looking for a suspect in the shooting of five homeless people in a crime that appears similar to killings of homeless people in Los Angeles. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Las Vegas police say they believe it's a single gunman who shot five people near a freeway overpass in the northern part of the city. Two of them died. It happened Friday evening, and all the victims are described as unhoused. These shootings came soon after a news conference on KABC with Los Angeles, California Mayor Karen Bass.
A killer who is preying on the unhoused.
In Los Angeles, three homeless men have been fatally shot since November 26th.
Seek shelter, seek services, stay together.
Authorities are not saying if they think the cases in the two cities are connected. I'm Jackie Quinn.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.
On VOA1.